Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System. Christus Spahn Health System is making a multi-million dollar investment in the health of Coastal Bend families with a new shoreline tower featuring state-of-the-art life-saving medical technology for a growing community. More information is available at ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters, 40 days have passed since we celebrated the joyful feast of the Nativity of the Lord. Today is the blessed day when Jesus was presented in the temple by Mary and Joseph. Outward, he was fulfilling the law, but in reality, he was coming to meet his believing people. Prompted by the Holy Spirit, Simeon and Anna came to the temple. Enlightened by the same Spirit, they recognized the Lord and confessed him with exultation. So let us also gather together by the Holy Spirit, proceed to the house of God to encounter Christ. There we shall find him and recognize him in the breaking of the bread until he comes again, revealed in glory. Let us pray. O God, source and origin of all light, who on this day showed to the just man Simeon the light for revelation to the Gentiles. We humbly ask that, in answer to your people's prayers, you may be pleased to sanctify with your blessing these candles, which we are eager to carry in praise of your name, so that treading the faith of virtue, we may reach that light which never fails, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
And today we have blessed the candles that we will use for sacramental use during the coming year. Also, we have blessed the candles that you have in your hands to remind you that you are the light of the world, the light of the world. And we invite you to take those candles home and remember every day when you see them that you're called to radiate goodness and joy to others. And if you reflect back maybe to your parents' times when they had holy candles in their home and they took those candles out at a time of a storm and lit them for protection, asking the Lord to protect their homes. So that lovely tradition continues, and always remember we are the light of the world. The world needs light nowadays. We have a lot of darkness, so let each one be a lighted candle in the community every day. God bless you all.
Let us go in peace to meet the Lord.
us pray. Almighty ever-living God, we humbly implore your majesty that just as your only begotten Son was presented on this day in the temple in the substance of our flesh, so by your grace we may be presented to you with minds made pure through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Please extinguish your candles, and please hold on to them after you have for about 30 seconds so they can dry. Welcome to the Corpus Christi Cathedral. Please be seated. Of course, we began our time in the middle of the cathedral blessing the candles on this wonderful feast of the Presentation of our Lord. And so we're blessed to have with us as our celebrant Bishop Carmody, our Bishop Emeritus of the Diocese. And this day we're able to welcome all of our sisters and brothers in consecrated life. To those of you joining us via television, radio, and internet, realize that we are praying for you this day and every day. May this wonderful gift of the Presentation of the Lord offer to you and your family and your loved ones the presence of Christ and his love to share with one another as we pray we are able to do that every day with those that we meet. Thank you for being here.
Prophet Malachi. Thus says the Lord God, Lo, I am sending my messenger to prepare the way before me. And suddenly they will come to the temple, the Lord whom you seek. And the messenger of the covenant whom you desire. Yes, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. But who will endure the day of his coming? And who can stand when he appears? For he is like the refiner's fire, or like the fuller's lye. He will sit refining and purifying silver, and he will purify the sons of Levi, refining them like gold or like silver, that they may offer due sacrifice to the Lord. Then the sacrifice of Judah and Jerusalem will please the Lord, as in the days of old, as in years gone by. The word of the Lord.
This King of glory, it is the Lord. Who is this King of glory? It is the Lord. O gates, lift high your head. The King of glory enter. Who is this King of glory? It is the Lord. Who is this King of glory?
the mighty, the valiant. The Lord, the valiant in war. Who is this King of glory? It is our Lord. O gates, lift high your heads. Grow higher, ancient doors. Let the King of glory enter. Who is this King of glory? It is the Lord. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of heavenly armies. This is the King of glory. Who is this King of glory? It is the Lord.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Since the children share in blood and flesh, Jesus likewise shared in them, that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is, the devil, and free those who through fear of death had been subject to slavery all their life. Surely he did not help angels, but rather the descendants of Abraham. Therefore, he had to become like his brothers and sisters in every way, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest before God, to expiate the sins of the people. Because he himself was tested through what he suffered, he is able to help those who are being tested. The word of the Lord.
Thank you. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the days were completed for their purification, according to the law of Moses, Mary and Joseph took Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, just as it was written in the law of the Lord. Every male that opens the womb shall be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer the sacrifice of a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons, in accordance with the dictate in the law of the Lord. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, awaiting the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Christ of the Lord. He came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to perform the custom of the law in regard to him, he took him into his arms and blessed God, saying, "Now, Master, you may let your servant go in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you prepared in sight of all the peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and glory for your people Israel." The child's father and mother were amazed at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rise of many in Israel, and to be a sign that would be contradicted, and you yourself a sword would pierce, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." There was also a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived 7 years with her husband after her marriage, and then as a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshiped night and day with fasting and prayer. And coming forward at that very time, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were awaiting the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had fulfilled all the prescriptions of the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. The Gospel of the Lord.
My brothers and sisters in the Lord, I hope you have had a very blessed week. I hope the Lord has showered you with his choicest blessings. And I hope he gave you the strength to deal with the challenges that came your way. We come here this morning, again asking the Lord to help us during the coming week and to enable us to fulfill our vocations, whatever that may be, whether it is a vocation to be a parent or a grandparent or a child or a sibling, whatever the vocation may be, that he will give you all the graces necessary to live that vocation. And we gather here this morning to thank the Lord for the vocation he gave those in consecrated life. What a blessing they have been to our community. Not alone did he give them the vocation, but he gave them the inspiration to say yes to that vocation and to continue serving him for many years. And today we celebrate the jubilee of many of those who said yes. Last Sunday, we had the Lord going down to the Sea of Galilee, and he called Peter and Andrew to follow him. And they said yes and followed him. And the great difference that that made in the church and the community changed history. And he went on a little further, and he called James and John, son of Zebedee. Zebedee was a rich man, so his sons would have inherited a great deal. But they left their father, they left their boats, they left everything, and followed the Lord. Now that same Lord Jesus, that very same person, and everything that Jesus does, he does in the eternal now. And that same Jesus walked through the roads of Texas and many other states here in our country. That same Jesus walked through the roads in Vietnam. Same Jesus walked through the roads in India, all over Kerala, all the ways up to Goa, and continued his journey. He went to many places in Europe and walked the roads, went to the great city of Dublin and called people from there, went to Mexico, walked there, went to the Philippines, walked there, went to the areas in South America, walked there, walked in many different places. And what did he say? Come, follow me. And you said yes to that vocation, just as Peter and Andrew, just as James and John, you said yes, I am willing. And we also have to reflect this day to think of your parents. Your parents, like Joseph and Mary, they brought the infant Jesus to the temple and thanked the Lord for his birth and offered their gifts to the Lord of the turtle doves and the pigeons, thanking the Lord for their child. Your parents went to the local church and thanked the Lord for your birth. You were a joy to their family, and they rejoiced and probably had a little celebration. Maybe not turtle doves or pigeons, but a little celebration to thank the Lord for your birth. And then they were willing to allow you to follow your vocation. And they encouraged you to follow that vocation, even though they would be brokenhearted at your departure. Willing and committed to the ways of the Lord to encourage you to follow his way, to do his will. So you are here today celebrating the many years that you have served the Lord, many years that you have been the light of the world. And we have to thank those in consecrated life, because down through the history of our country, those in consecrated life have made a significant difference. In our schools, when we didn't have schools for our Catholic youth, in our hospitals, when we didn't have great care for our sick, in our orphanages that needed loving, caring people to be surrogate parents, in our areas of Catholic charities, in all areas that the Church is called to serve. And you have served the Church, because in serving the Lord, we have to do what he said we should do. Feed the hungry, clothe the naked, shelter the homeless, educate those who have talent, and take care of one another. We go to church every Sunday to get the spiritual strength to do the Lord's will. That's why we're there. That's why we pray constantly. And our Holy Father, Pope Francis, has encouraged us that we be people of prayer. And the first person we pray for is we pray for ourselves, that we can live out the calling we have received. Pray for ourselves. Then we pray for others. The power of prayer changing the world. Praying for ourselves and praying for others. And he reminds us that we use the Bible in prayer, because the Bible is the word of the Lord, the word of the Lord himself, speaking to us. And when I say Mass for our young people in one of our schools, and I read the Gospel, after the Gospel I say to the students, what did the Lord say to you in the Gospel this morning? Good question to ask ourselves too. What did the Lord say to us in the Gospel this morning? What did he say last Sunday? And after Mass next Sunday, we reflect, what did the Lord say to us? And what will we do with what the Lord says to us? Great question for all of us. What will we do when the Lord speaks to us in the Gospel every Sunday? How is that going to make a difference in our life? It has made a great difference in those in consecrated life. You have followed the ways of the Lord. You have carried out his mission. You have changed the world. You have helped the poor and the needy. You have come from many countries. You have left family, left home, left comfort, left the culture, and come here to serve the Lord. And we pray that your example, that you are the light of the world, and we're celebrating your jubilee on this day of light with the candles. So you continue to be the light of the world, a light for others, seeing the good in others, seeing others and all your brothers and sisters, taking care of every one of them. Continue your mission. May the Lord bless you. Congratulations. We pray for you, and we hope that other people will see how effective you can be, as Peter and Andrew were, as James and John were, changing the world. From being a simple, simple little church, they were known all over the Roman Empire within 500 years, because those simple people said yes. Because you have said yes, the world is a better place. May you have many people who will follow your example and continue to change the world. Blessings on all of you, and we all pray for more vocations to the priesthood, the diaconate, and consecrated life. Blessings. Amen. I need my glasses at the end of the chair. Today, as we celebrate World Day of Consecrated Life, We take the opportunity to recognize those who are celebrating their jubilees. This year, we acknowledge with gratitude consecrated lives of commitment ranging in length from 25 years to 65 years. Jubilarians, as I call your name, please stand to be recognized by the Church of Corpus Christi.
From the missionary daughters of the Most Pure Virgin Mary, Sister Maria Luisa Peña, Sister Lucia Hinojosa, Sister Delia Zapata. Then from the Sisters of the Incarnate Word and Blessed Sacrament, Sister Mary Paul Hahn, 60 years. Sister of St. Anne, Sister Emiliana Mampalil, 60 years. Sisters for Christian Community, Sister Suzanne Friedman, 60 years. Missionary Sisters of Jesus, Mary and Joseph, Sister Raquel Gomez, 50 years. And Sister Gloria Rodriguez, 50 years. Religious Missionaries of St. Dominic, Sister Paola El Esterio, 50 years. And the Society of Our Lady of the Most Holy Trinity, Reverend Robert Chaldone, 25 years.
My brothers and sisters, now I present to you the jubilarians in consecrated life, presently serving in the Diocese of Corpus Christi. And I invite the jubilarians now to face the community. My sisters and brother, you have committed yourselves to the Lord through professing the evangelical counsels of celibate chastity, poverty, and obedience. On behalf of His Church, I thank you for your years of dedicated service. In the presence of this assembly, I now invite you to renew your commitment to follow Christ in consecrated life. And I invite all those who share in consecrated life to stand and join with the jubilarians in renewing their commitment to serving the Lord and His people through this vocation. So those in consecrated life, you make your commitment. Most Blessed Trinity. We have heard the renewal of commitment of our sisters and brother to their consecrated life. Let us assure them of our continued prayers and support. We, the Church of Corpus Christi, thank God for the witness and service given us by these women and men. We will continue to support them and share with them the hopes and fears, the joys and challenges of our present together in Christ. Let us pray. Loving God, you have invited these women and men to a life of public service in and to your Church. May they continue to bear witness to the great grace of their vocation, persevering in a life of prayer and service. May you fulfill in them the hundredfold promise to those who give up all for the sake of the gospel. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Please stand.
I believe in one God. Maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. In the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, born of the Father from all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under the Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. The Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, the Father and the Son. O God, who is always faithful to his promises, invites us to bring before him our needs and our hopes.
For members of the church throughout the world, may the outpouring of the Holy Spirit sanctify each one of us in our daily lives. Let us pray to the Lord. For all nations and peoples, may God open their hearts to the gospel message. Let us pray to the Lord. For all who are alienated from their faith, may God grant them his faithful and healing presence. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For children in our faith community, may God help bless them with wisdom and a growing desire to be close to him. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the Lord give members of our military courage and strength against all enemies, both spiritual and physical, and hasten their safe journeys back to their homes and families. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those consecrated to God by the vows of chastity, poverty, and obedience, that they may seek to live their baptismal promises more intensely and have the grace to persevere in their commitment to the Lord and serve with open hearts and willing spirits. Let us pray to the Lord. And for the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Frank Garza Jr., Dolores de Boer Tarleton, Joe Lopez, Mary Ellen Miller, and also for Ellen Flood, who celebrates her 90th birthday today, and for all our prayers that we hold in the silence of our hearts and all our intentions, spoken and unspoken. Let us pray to the Lord.
Almighty and eternal God, you send your only Son into the world to enlighten our hearts and fill us with hope and faith. Hear our prayers, and we ask this through Christ our Lord.
Thank you.
Pray, my brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Father Almighty. May the offering made with exultation by your church be pleasing to you, O Lord, we pray, for you willed that your only begotten Son be offered to you for the life of the world as the Lamb without blemish, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
And the Lord be with you.
And
lift up your hearts. And let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For your co-eternal Son was presented on this day in the temple and revealed by the Spirit as the glory of Israel and light of the nations. And so we too go forth, rejoicing to encounter your salvation, and with the angels and saints praise you, as without end we acclaim. Holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit.
Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, Michael, our Bishop, our bishops emeriti, Edmund and Renee, and all the clergy. Remember.
Hello,
all our
I'm Father Peter Lisadro, rector of the Corpus Christi Cathedral. And on behalf of Bishop Movi and the cathedral family, we want to thank you for joining us for the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. May God continue to bless you and all of your loved ones with his love, peace, and joy, and may you always know how we carry you always in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you and keep you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by Christus Spahn Health System, making a multi-million-dollar investment in a new state-of-the-art shoreline tower. For more information on the region's most advanced medical center with skilled physicians and highly specialized services like trauma, heart, surgery, and urology all under one roof, log on to ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their continuing support of the Cathedral Sunday Mass. If you have been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.